I'm a boy and my name is Anakin. What's up, everybody? So Nick had the brilliant idea, the sexy man he is, to do a top 10 best of Star Wars for the entire series. So we're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then we'll lead into 9.
And we're doing Solo and...
He wants to do Solo and that, but we might have to jam those in there, which it's hard to get him to do a video today, so I don't know how we're going to do those another day. Anyways...
But what, that wasn't my idea.
When he said that to me, apparently...
I said top 5.
Apparently he said top 5. So the next day after making my list, I go, well, I made my top 10. It was pretty hard, but eventually I got it. And he goes, top 10? And I was like, yeah? He goes, I said top 5. I was struggling so hard for this. And it was just supposed to be a top 10, 5.
Yeah, because I didn't think you could find 10 things good about this movie. I was trying to be positive, and then you made it hard.
That's what I do, baby. I make things hard.
Let me know when that starts working. Don't touch me, you fucking
weird. Does it work yet?
No.
I wish we had lightsabers. We'd be like sword fight in the middle of here. No? Okay. So yeah. Do you want to go first or I go first? His is in top 10 order of things he liked. So mine's in order of how I watched the movie. So it's like, this happened in the movie? Yeah, sure, I like that.
I did ask you to put him in top 10 order and you refused.
Yeah, but that was like 5 minutes ago and I was over it.
Number 10 is Jedi Council.
See, that's where we're off. I'm starting at 1.
Yeah, what list do you start at 1?
I guess it makes sense. Whatever, so you're Jedi Council. Explain that.
I think it's cool to see the first time we actually see the Jedi Council. They've talked about it.
It's cool an idea, but the actual Jedi Council is lame. Except for Mace.
It's supposed to be positive.
I know. Except for Mace Windu, but like, and then I hate the Jedi rules. Can't you just be a rebel with a mission?
They're like priests with swords.
So they fuck, I guess. No, they're not like priests, because they didn't want Anakin there. He's too old.
See?
All right, I see what you're saying. It's cool an idea, and then we get to see it, and it was, like, decent. But,
yeah, they're off. I mean, how do you not know what's coming?
Yeah.
And then consider yourself a Jedi, but...
So my number one...
Maybe you shouldn't even number them, since...
No, my number... Okay, sorry. Starting at one, this is the first thing while watching Phantom Menace that I liked. They'll catch along. They're not as dumb as you. They know what's going on.
No one's watching. Your computer turned off.
Shut up. Number one... The Queen Amidala switching Padme, all that shit, is so dumb that I love it in this movie.
See, that doesn't even make sense.
That counts in this. Because it's so obvious. So every time she switches, it's so obvious. And then at the end, they're like, what? She's the queen? Are you kidding me?
I didn't put that in my list because it's so stupid.
I put it in there because I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to actually get 10 of these, so I have to make it a little mischievous. So I thought that's so dumb in the movie and such a pointless plot that like it's a cool idea. It's better probably in like a book or something. And then this is just really dumb. So I liked it.
This is not turning into a positive.
It's not going to be positive until we hit like episode 3.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of episode 2, to be honest.
Yeah, probably watch that tonight.
All right, so I'm next. I was struggling to get 10.
I was impressed. You told me that you had like 4 or 45 minutes into the movie. I had nothing at that point.
But that's because you told me, I started watching and you're like, you gotta get 10 things. I was like, are you fucking kidding me in this piece of shit? Number 9 is just Mace Windu. Because
I agree with that.
Every time he comes on, it's cool. He doesn't kill anybody this time.
Can't wait till he gets his purple
lightsaber. I actually have Mace Windu in parentheses because he's Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, that's the only reason.
Yeah, I get that. My number 2 is when Padme cleans R2-D2. She looks exactly like Leia, going, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. And I thought that was neat.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I thought that was neat, so I put that in there.
I think I was getting something.
I don't think I've ever actually paid attention to that. Yeah, I told him because he didn't believe that there was a scene where they run like Flash and it's like, boom! So I told him to pay attention to that, and he goes and fucking makes like sausage while that part of the movie's going on. No wonder you're more happy about the movie. Every time it got boring for you, you walked out of the fucking room.
I was hungry. But I've seen it a million times. Well, not
that. Obviously, you don't know that part that happened, so you haven't seen it a million times.
You put it in the video.
Oh, you actually watch our videos?
Hmm.
Who would have thought? I'm holding my mic. I'm going to be like fucking Chris Rock over here.
Oh, you're going to be funny.
What's the deal with all these lampshades?
Wow. That was your Chris Rock impression?
That's my Seinfeld. Majeri. Anyways,
why didn't you?
So yeah, my number two was that R2-D2 looks like Leia. I mean, Leia looks. Padme looks like Leia when she cleans R2-D2.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't have that on my list, but I think we'll have any of the same.
I doubt it.
Okay. All right, number eight for me is R2-D2 saving them as they're leaving Naboo. Like they take the ship off. They're all in there. They're getting shot at. Three droids get fucking killed off the bat, and then
he's doing that shit.
So it was right before your thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of okay.
Like, if that never happened, I thought about she can never be Princess Leia.
I put that in my storage bank.
You don't have a storage bank?
So that way, if I couldn't come up with something, I'd put that in there. But I came up with other shit.
That's why you have notes. Yeah, you came up with something you don't even really like.
No, I like Padme and cleaning R2-D2.
No, the first one.
Well, yeah, okay. Little Anakin, a.k.a. Jake Lloyd, is pretty dope in this movie. I like him a lot. He may have grown up to be a fucking knucklehead, but I like him a lot.
Oh, is that why you like him?
Because he's a knucklehead?
Yeah.
No. But I like him a lot. I think he's very good actor.
You know what's funny? I wouldn't say I like him a lot. I think that's a stretch big time.
Well, these aren't your notes, are they?
But I don't think he's that bad in this.
Yeah, I think he's one
like
of the...
Like, rewatching
I think
him,
he's one of the best actors in this.
Yeah, but they're pretty bad. Like, yeah. Like...
Even Liam Neeson isn't great.
He's mailed it in. He's like looking at fucking CGI all day and green screen. He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't know what's going on.
I was watching the end where Padme's like, oh, and then they all kneel. I forget her exact
Patrick
words.
Patrick Harris.
No. They all kneel down, but she like, it was literally like she read it off a script. She was like,
I ask you to help us. No, I beg you to help us.
Oh. Yeah, some of their acting wasn't that great. I thought she was good in this for the most part, but there is bits where they're all kind of even. Side note in here, I put down that Anakin is 9 years old, Padme is 14, and she wants to fuck a 9-year-old boy. It's kind of weird.
I don't think she wants to fuck him at this point.
Oh, God. She's like, I care about you.
It's like a little brother.
Annie. A little brother that she wants to.
Not till he.
There was some. When they're on that ship together, there is some sexual tension between them looking at each other and shit.
He wouldn't know sexual tension.
He had a hard on, and then he's like, oh, wait. I miss my mom. And she's like, well, that fucking ruined the mood, bringing up your mom when I'm about to blow you. And then she pissed off. Because remember, he gave...
I don't know what movie
he gives
watching.
Her that Boba Fett-looking good luck charm.
A little trinket.
And she goes, I don't need that to remember you. Remember that?
Yeah, fucking watched it.
Yeah, she wanted to...
There was no sexual tension.
She wanted to plow that boy.
You're warped.
That's what happened in this. Okay, you can go to your number four.
It'd be number seven.
Sure.
I'm counting down.
I'm
counting down. You're counting up. You're a fucking
what?
Nutbag.
Say it.
Nutbag.
Okay.
Darth Maul's first appearance.
Yeah, he's cool, but you know, whatever.
Fuck off.
What do you mean? Yeah, he's like, you know, he's nothing special.
He is something special. They just fucked him up.
No, because it was. What do you mean they fucked him up? It's not like this was a previous existing thing. They created him for this, and that was their purpose, was for him to show up and lose. And then he's like, ugh, my name's Gene, and now I'm going to get Anakin.
I thought we were talking about Darth Maul.
I am. Gene lost Darth Maul, so then they going to get Annie. I created Annie, now he's here. Darth Maul, fuck you. Now Anakin's mine.
Whose voice is that?
That's me, I'm Palpatine. That's him as Palpatine when he's like, execute Order 66. That's...
No, you know what I think? I think they created a super cool bad guy. And then we have to kill him.
Well, I couldn't... See, I wish they would have made him die in 3. Like, Anakin fucks him up and then, like, tries to fight Obi-Wan and kills all the younglings. That would have been cooler. Have him as a threat, like, the whole movie's until then. But, you know, whatever. George Lucas had a plan. Have you seen those videos of George Lucas? I forget who does them. But they have George Lucas reacting to, like, episode 9 of The Mandalorian. But it's a guy in, like, these, like, CGI, like, the, you know, like, the fake shit.
Oh.
George Lucas face in there. He's like,
oh, there it is. There's my name. It's another check for daddy.
People gave Luke shit for saying laser sword in episode 8, but Anakin calls Qui-Gon Jinn's a laser sword. When he does a little, when he flashes his badge to Anakin,
his father.
And he goes,
you're a Jedi Knight, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
I saw your laser sword. Only Jedis carry that kind of weapon.
I don't remember Luke getting shit for that.
Yeah, online he got quite a bit of shit.
But then
it.
Again, I'm not a big fan of episode 8, so who cares?
Yeah, me either. I know watching the movie, I thought that was weird it coming out. I didn't go bitch about it online. But
I find that hard to believe.
But I found the intro. I was like, oh, this is it's an episode one. They call it a laser sword. Come on, dudes.
Yeah, maybe that's where they got it from.
Maybe it was a Easter egg.
Number six is Palpatine saying we will watch your career with great interest to Anakin.
I did like a little bit of the Palpatine. I have that in here at some point.
Me too.
Oh, that's my next one after my next one. And Palpatine's like, it's very little, but I was like, oh, I kind of like that. And I wish they would have shown us a little more what he was doing. I'll get into that when I go into my thing. But I liked it a little bit.
Okay.
There was a lot of this movie, not a lot, actually. There's bits of this movie that I liked more now paying attention than I think I recognized as a child watching the movie. Watching it this time, I was like, people always say, oh, these ones are for children. They got Jar Jar Binks for children, blah, 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 blah. How is it? It's like all about, like, I know everyone admits it's about politics, but like, it's all about a thing like that. Like, how are kids following that? Because I know as a kid, I didn't follow that.
That's why it doesn't work.
I am stupid as fuck, but.
That's why it doesn't work. They try to toe the line. They try to be for children, but then they fucking
then they
talk
had
about
that in, yeah.
Trade federations.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? In Senate. Like, who cares?
I agree.
If you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Have you ever laughed at a single thing that Jar Jar Binks did?
No, I never liked him, not even as a kid.
Yeah.
I always thought he was annoying. Anything else you want to say about Palpatine?
Yeah, but it's further on.
Oh, okay. It's because you put Palpatine's thing with Anakin. My number five is pod race. I really liked the pod racing thing. I thought it was still really cool.
I wish yours was in order, because then I'd know how much you liked it.
Yeah, you'll never know. You can see how much I like it is how much space between. If you've watched the movie recently, what's going on in between all this shit. But I really like the pod race, and I put it in here. I hope we could see like a modern pod race, or like you see the Mandalorian. He's going through towns and he sees what's going on or whatever. Like in episode,
oh,
nine
like
or
a
whatever.
Different one.
Like see a modern one happening, because I bet in like how they could do it now would look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I that's the one thing in this movie that I think holds up really well. So I would really like to see a modern one of those.
I mean, even that was childish though.
A little bit, yeah. Some of the jokes I think I see. What I like about the pod racing too is like they're getting fucking like sniped at by these boys.
Yeah, the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, so like I liked all that.
Yeah, that's cool. The pod race is one of my highlights.
I remember I used to have that pod racing game on the Nintendo 64.
I kind of remember that.
And I used to love playing it. And I used to go over to like Jessica's house and I'd play with her brother. And then he'd always want to play South Park. So he'd be like, all right, you can play the South Park racing game. And then who the winner gets to pick if we're going to play this still or do Star Wars. And I beat him in it one time. And he got so mad and started yelling at me. And then Jessica came in and yelled at him. And then kicked him out of the room. And then I just got to play pod racing again because he was out of the room.
It's a fabulous story.
Yeah. But that's when I watched pod racing, that's what I think of. So.
Really?
Yeah, I get
you
back
what
to
I think
that.
Of?
I get back to that when I'm getting yelled at.
You know what I think of?
What?
You'll never guess.
Watching it in the theater with your father as he holds your hand and you guys are eating popcorn.
No, it came out in 1999.
Oh, okay.
I think of Whose Line is it Anyways.
Oh, did they do a pod racing skit?
No, but one of the announcers is one of the guys.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah,
so I never knew that.
Yeah, I've told you, but you don't listen. All right, is it my turn?
Who's in the pod racing thing?
Number five for me is the battle between the droids and the Gungans.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was real stupid.
It's,
I hated
it's better than Padme switching fucking...
I actually like the Padme shit. I have one of those written down more than the Gungan.
It's kind of cool when Jar Jar, like, accidentally, like, takes down the whole army.
I hated that bit so bad. He has a gun stuck to his leg. He's like, pew, ah, pew, ah, pew, ah. And then pulls down the thing and the bouncy balls are going down.
I was also thinking at the time. So, I mean, this is kind of bullshit. Oh, that could be Darth.
I wish they would have followed through with that. There's so many things that, like, apparently George Lucas did have that plan, but then he pussied out. I hate when I find out there was a better storyline in movies and shit, and they pussied out of doing it because of backlash they got from shit. And I'm like, if you had just not listened to the backlash, they might have been, like, won over by your real storyline.
Like, when Qui-Gon first meets Jar Jar, and they just fucking run into each other, and I thought, there's no way he fucking planned it to be the Darth. But then, as he's destroying a whole army on accident, I was like, oh, that'd be fucking cool.
I really wish they would have done that.
Yeah, they didn't. So
he's still alive past episode three. You know, they made him upon the waterfall or whatever. In one of the books that's like leading up to
isn't everybody alive?
Yeah, kinda. But one of the books leading up to the I don't know if it was seven or eight because they had a bunch of them. But like some guy runs into him and he's like all fucked up.
Wasn't he like old now too?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's old Gungan. Is it my turn now?
Yeah,
we forget this a lot.
You're after me.
Sorry. The Emperor sneaking / tricking his way to be elected, I kind of liked when he's like whispering to Padme and all that. Because, like, they don't say it because, like, you're not supposed to know because they think we're stupid. We didn't watch episode 4, 5, and 6 before this.
That it is a prequel.
That, like, the Emperor and that guy, because, like, no one else knows. So they don't really mention it to us whatsoever that they're the same guy.
Right.
So, like, he's doing the shit to stop the deal going on and having Sith show up and all that. So that way bad shit happens. So then on the other side, he can be like, hey, get me elected. Bad stuff's happening over there. I can fix it. And, like, it's kind of neat. I wish they would have just pulled the, like, put us behind the curtain so you could see what was going on there. Because, like, we already know. We saw the other movies.
Yeah,
might have made this one better if we saw all that.
It's probably one of the best parts of the movie, him controlling everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if they would have focused on that a little more, but I think it would have made this more enjoyable.
Yeah. I agree.
No, of course. That's something you like.
Yeah, out of, like, 6. Don't. My number 4 is Anakin destroying the control ship.
That was I kind of like that. I like when because he's like, stay in the cockpit. And he's like, Obi-Wan told me to stay in the cockpit, so that's what I'm going to do. And he's in there.
He saved him like a couple times.
Yeah, I actually wrote that down. That's my number 9 is that Anakin accidentally saves the day.
Oh, okay.
So we had one the same.
Well, probably more than that.
No, there's only a couple left.
Okay.
I know. Have you looked at mine yet? Don't look.
I can't read it.
Okay, you can't read it. Are you done with yours?
I can. Yes.
Okay. Darth Maul versus Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan. That whole thing, I loved it.
Yeah. I'm still disappointed every time he dies, though. Qui-Gon and Darth Maul.
Well, it's so funny because it's just like, dude, and he's like, and then
I know,
stabbed in the
jumping
stomach.
All around.
He's doing all this shit. He's fucking meditating and all this shit. Then he just goes, dun!
I do like when he's meditating and Darth Maul's just walking back and forth like a fucking, like, tiger.
And Obi-Wan's in the back pissing himself.
He's like, oh, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really liked all that. I was going to go to my next one, but that's your turn.
Okay. My number 3 is Palpatine fooling everyone in his master plan.
Oh, so we did have another similar one.
Yeah. I got news for you. The next 2 are similar, too.
Did you copy my number 10?
No, you dick.
After the fact?
I don't know what your number 10 is.
You said they're the next 2.
Plus, they're not even in order.
Okay. Number 8 for me, Padme and her gang turn into Batman.
What? Oh, the...
That was fucking awesome.
You know,
there's Batman in this shit.
I thought about this. They shoot the window out. They shoot their little guns. And then they all land. And then they go like this. Where does that rope go? Because it was way up there. None of the ropes were hanging.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I just like that they turned into Batman or Silent Bob, depending on how you look at it.
They're more Silent Bob, I think.
Okay. I like that. That's even better. They're Silent Bob.
So me now?
Sure, if you want to go.
Number 2, pod race.
Oh.
Did you see the pod race?
I might have saw a pod racer, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. It's still childish, but it's in this movie, it's so definitely a highlight.
I was going to look it up, and I didn't. Is the little Greedo next to Anakin actually Greedo?
I don't think so.
Should I look it up? I'll put it
Not
on,
now?
I'll put it on the screen if it is. Number 9, Anakin accidentally saves the day. We already discussed that. Yeah. So now it's your turn. You do your number 2, I guess.
No, it's my number 1, you dildo.
Oh, yeah, you do your number 1 now. My bad.
All right, it's Darth Maul fighting Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon.
Oh, okay.
See how mine were in order? It made more sense?
Mine worked actually pretty well. Mine's in order of the movie, pal. Mine makes more sense to do. I'm doing this every time.
No, you're not. Next time it's 1 through 10.
I'm not doing top 10. I don't like to rank them.
Why?
It's easier just to read the movies.
You literally wrote down on a piece of paper in front of your computer top 10.
And this is my top 10
moments.
You ever
watched David Letterman?
Top 10 moments. In order of watching the movie.
No one does that.
People can watch along and go, I agree with you. He watched that one. I mean, he liked that one. My 10. Qui-Gon Jinn. Ya burnt.
Seriously.
That's my number 10, baby.
Was he going to do
that? That's why I couldn't put it in top 10 order, by the way. I mean, I could have put that down there, but I didn't want
to. You saved that for that?
I mean, I was watching the movie going, fuck, I need one more. And he's burning. And I go, yeah, burnt. Oh, fuck. And I went and typed it down.
So that's a little insight of how your mind works?
Yeah.
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 But yeah, so that's our top 10 Star Wars Phantom Menace, baby. We'll do this for every Star Wars movie. Except for maybe.
No, we're doing them all.
Maybe.
No, I'm watching all of them before the 9 comes out.
But we might not be able to do all these videos on this because it's hard enough to wrangle you up.
Wrangle me up?
Yeah. So we'll see about the videos, but we'll watch them all. It will also, we're also...
You realize today's November 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for dating the video.
You're welcome. What comes out in 9 days?
I don't know.
Seriously? Mandalorian?
Disney Plus? Fuck my butthole.
We can watch them all. I can watch them at the gym.
That's true.
All
the okay. But we have
to fucking sit out in the living room on the Blu-ray with the Xbox circling around and kicking me out.
Yeah, see, Blu-ray sucks on Xbox. That's why I use the PS4. But we're also doing a podcast. We're filming on Tuesday, comes out Thursday. Hess is doing it too. If you don't know who he is, he's this dude that sometimes watches what we watch and talks about it with us. Probably won't watch Star Wars, so me and Nick will briefly talk about it on there. But if you want to hear us talk about it on a podcast, there's a thing there for you. Thanks for watching, everybody. Please like, subscribe, comment down below with your top 10 list for Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And we'll see you guys next week for Star Wars 2 Attack of the Clones.
What is wrong with you?
I tried to say that all in one breath.
I'm a person, and my name is Anakin.